T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals. Happy Halloween. A little early, one day early. This time last year, we were actually broadcasting on Halloween, and that actually made sense, but a day early. I've missed you. 2 weeks away, and the whole city went to kaputz. I tell you, this place is going... I can't take 2 weeks off anymore, Dave. I can't do it. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wake Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values, where the police know who I am and I don't have to call Bob to get anybody fired. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are going to be open throughout the night, although I'll warn you right now, we have a packed schedule this evening. We will try and take your calls at 316-869-1330. I am smoking a Whipple brand cigar here in the studios, but you can email me at john@knssradio.com. You can also reach us through Facebook and through social at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you, especially those who don't know who I am. Come on, Bob. Your guy doesn't know who I am. One quick programming note, as you just heard from the promo, we have no show next Sunday evening, the 6th, so KNSS can bring you live coverage of next Sunday night's game between the Titans and the Chiefs, but we're making up for it because you can tune into KNSS on Tuesday night, the 8th. We're going to bring you live election night coverage. We'll be breaking in with live coverage. We're partnering with Fox News to bring you live coverage, both local, state, and national election night coverage. I'll be broadcasting live from the Estes for Congress 4th District election night watch party here in Wichita. We'll bring you live updates from Fox News, as well as local and statewide election updates and candidate interviews all throughout the night. So tune into KNSS next Tuesday. We're broadcasting from, we'll go on the air probably around 8, stay with you as long as we need to bring you complete election night coverage. So make sure you turn in to KNSS on election night for all your election night coverage. Tonight, we have an awesome show planned for you this evening. I was honored this last week to have an opportunity to interview Mike Pence, the 48th Vice President of the United States. We had a long discussion. It covered a variety of topics. It was a true privilege to, not very many times you have an opportunity to sit down. I had met the vice president once before, but it was a great opportunity to sit down and talk with him. And we'll play that interview with him coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. We are also going to bring you final election previews and closing arguments, so to speak, from Attorney General Derek Schmidt, Chris Kobach, and Ryan Beatty. Congressman Ron Estes will join us to explain the House GOP's Commitments to America legislative roadmap that includes four broad pillars. He'll kind of walk us through those and tell us exactly why we should vote for him. I mean, like, you need a reason. It's Ron, after all. And the most pressing question we're going to ask Ron is, did he get to keep the M&Ms? We're going to talk with House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins about why you should vote yes for the constitutional amendments you're going to see on your November ballot. So it's a broad show tonight. We'll do our best to take your calls as best we can at 316-869-1330. And you know, I know when we talked with you 2 weeks ago and I was on the bus tour, we talked about what can you do and what have you done. And now here we are tonight. It's 9 days until the November 8th election. And, you know, that last time we talked, I asked you, are you doing enough to deliver a Republican win? It's been 2 weeks since that date. And my question for you tonight is, what have you done? And it's getting to be that time where, you know, it's put up or shut up time. People are already voting. And I get it that times are tough and money is tight. And maybe you can't give money, but you can give your time. Anybody, maybe you can't afford to give money, but everybody can afford to give a little time. And if you're doing nothing but casting your vote, then you're doing the minimum, and the minimum isn't good enough. It's just not good enough in this election cycle. You know, go down to the county GOP headquarters here, Sedgwick County or Harvey County or Butler County, wherever you are, and do something. Do some phone banking. Go out and do some door knocking. Do some canvassing. Just do something. Wokeness has taken over the Democrat Party, and it's negatively impacting the American people and our way of life and our values. And if you don't want it to take over Kansas and Sedgwick County, you have to get active. You can't just afford to sit back in the recliner and watch TV and get mad at Fox News and watch Gutfeld. Republicans have the winning message and the winning record, but we have to get out there and help sell it. Because Lord knows the media isn't going to do it. And we also have the solutions, but again, we have to be in the positions of leadership in order to implement those solutions. And liberty, one of the founding principles of our country, means responsibility. And in this case, it means taking action to ensure our victory in 9 days. And we cannot afford to just phone it in. I mean, just this week, an attack mailer was sent to Kansas Republicans that bears a return street address used by a law firm retained by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and prominent national Democrat organizations. That law firm sent a mailer to Kansas Republicans this week supporting that spoiled little narcissist, Dennis Pyle. And can we all agree, by the way, that Dennis Pyle is a complete loser who is so desperate for attention and power he'll do anything to get elected? I mean, let's put aside any talk about his voting record. He's a jerk who just wants to be a spoiler. But this incident also shows that Democrats will do anything to ensure a Laura Kelly win, including sending mailers out to us, trying to sucker us into voting for that fraud, Dennis Pyle. And Democrats and their media allies are so desperate to save Laura Kelly. And the only way to stop this is for us to do our counter efforts. You are our best counter effort. You have to get up off your haunches, though, and do something. Obviously, you have to vote, but you have to encourage others to vote as well. Take to social media and push back. Write a letter to the editor. Tell your friends at church who you're voting for and why. But you have to get motivated, get up, get moving, do something. If you don't want a president who can barely complete a sentence, wanders around aimlessly, and thinks you're a domestic terrorist, you have to vote Republican. And you also have to help elect Republicans. If you don't want taxpayer-funded abortions or drag shows for kids or regulations that endanger girls in foster care, you have to vote Republican, but you also have to help elect Republicans. If you don't want an attorney general who will selectively enforce the laws he likes and ignore those he doesn't agree with, you have to vote Republican and you have to help elect Republicans. If you don't want a mayor who thinks he's above the law, whose sense of entitlement is as large as his ego and his cigars, and who tries to get cops fired because they don't know who he is, you have to vote Republican and you have to help elect Republicans. If you don't want a governor who believes in abortion on demand, who thinks biological males should be allowed to play girls' sports, who spends your money like a drunken sailor with no regard for those who have to pay the bill, you have to vote Republican and you have to help elect Republicans. And if you don't want county commissioners getting drunk, calling people racist nicknames, and then getting kicked out of gay bars while raising your property taxes, you have to vote Republican, and you also have to elect Republicans. It's that simple, folks. We're 9 days out from the next election, and it's well past time for you to do your part. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, Congressman Ron Estes will join us to explain the House GOP's Commitment to America legislative roadmap. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Mistakes, but when that mistake could cost you money, your reputation, or even jail time, you need to make the right decision. I'm attorney John Rapp. If you've been arrested for a DUI, please call me at 316-267-2000 or go to DUIWichita.com.
Wow. Retirement seems to have reinvigorated your golf game. Been taking lessons from the club pro?
Nope. I've been listening to Baxter & Associates about reviewing my financial and retirement plans.
So Baxter & Associates helps you...
relax.
Whoa.
Call 652-0101 or go to money-planning.com. Baxter & Associates. Time well spent, money well invested. Securities and advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. These entities are not affiliated.
What QC Kinetics is doing for people here is nothing short of amazing. I'm talking real lasting relief from joint pain. Hey, it's Steve McIntosh. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with advanced regenerative medicine, non-surgical alternatives. If you're living with joint pain from injury or arthritis, don't let them tell you steroids and pain meds and surgery are your only options. QC Kinetics uses regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis and been told you need a replacement. Call QC Kinetics now for an alternative way to deal with the pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury as well, like a torn meniscus or a rotator cuff. Call QC Kinetics now. Don't keep living with that pain. Learn how regenerative medicine can give you your life back with no drugs and no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 316-285-9975. 316-285-9975. That's QC Kinetics, 316-285-9975.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. So nice to follow me on Twitter now that Elon Musk is in charge. Much better company to get all the latest updates on the show. So last month, House Republicans confronted President Biden and the Democrat majority in Congress with a conservative midterm election agenda that focused on a legislative roadmap that includes four broad pillars focusing on the economy, safety, individual freedom, and government accountability. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about the Commitment to America legislative platform is our very own 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show. And last time we were together, we were on a bus.
That's right. That's right. It's good to be here, John. I enjoyed being on the show.
It's a pleasure, Ron. And before we get to this, I do have to ask. People want to know, did you get to keep the M&Ms? Because that's a great commercial, by the way. But we want to know, did you get to keep the M&Ms?
Well, you saw Susan maybe put them back on the shelf, and came home with broccoli. So.
It's even worse. You had to swap out M&M's for broccoli. Okay, I'm going to have a conversation with Susan now. Let me ask you, Ron. I saw the roadmap, and it's a great idea. I mean, it's reminiscent of the contract with America. And, you know, we had Newt Gingrich on the show last year. And I thought at the time, I remember thinking, they need to do something like that again. And here you guys are.
Yep.
And I know Leader McCarthy called this plan a new direction for Congress. Is that kind of how you see it?
It really is. I mean, when we developed the Commitment to America, actually, Newt Gingrich kind of helped and gave some advice as we were working through the process. But we thought it was important. We could talk all day about all the failures of the Biden administration and the things that they've broken. But we also need to talk about what we can do in a positive manner. And so that's where we came up with the four principles in the Commitment to America, focusing on how do we make the economy strong. And, you know, when the United States was energy independent, we didn't have as much trouble in the world. I mean, we didn't have Russia invading Ukraine.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have Iran and their proxies firing missiles into and dropping bombs.
You weren't going hat in hand begging the Saudis for more gas.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of a sad part to have the supposed leader of the free world go hat in hand over to the Middle East and begging for oil. He won't go to Texas and have them drill more. Won't go to Kansas and have us drill more.
Right, yeah.
In fact, he tries to put roadblocks up from day one. And so that's a piece that and we've seen that. We've seen inflation now roll out of his failed energy policy in terms of what he's doing. And it's affecting everybody in America. So we need to get back to where we have a strong economy like we had with the tax cuts we put in place after 2017. We need to have a safe America. You know, that's an area where you can just see day after day the failures on the border. I mean, that's the one thing the federal government ought to do is defend the country, and they're failing to do that.
And neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris have even been to the border.
That's right. And she laughs about not going to the border because she hadn't been to Europe. And so it's sad that that's what the administration is doing. You know, one of the things that we're seeing that's come through with all of the smuggling of people over is also the drug smuggling that's increased. You know, fentanyl right now, that poison, fentanyl, is killing more people in the age 18 to 45 than anything else, more than accidents, more than cancer, more than anything. And basically it's 300 people a day are dying from poisoning from fentanyl. And, you know, that's roughly equivalent to a large airplane crashing. So if there was a large airplane crashing today, and another one tomorrow, and another one the next day, you would expect the federal government to do something about
right.
it. But the Biden administration is not doing anything.
If there were mass shootings, if there were school shootings, I mean, you can imagine how the press or the Democrats would be reacting to that. And here it's utter silence.
It really is. And it's sad that they're allowing our country to be overrun with drugs and with the cartel members sneaking in their gang members. And then you have these Democrat district attorneys that are funded by Soros that are out there advocating that, well, people don't have to have bail, you know, that people get arrested by the police. They're out on the streets before the police officers ends a shift on that day. And they're not wanting to prosecute people. And we're seeing now in city after city recalls of some of these district attorneys in Democrat cities like San Francisco. And it really is that the Democrat districts in the city, Asian Americans and Hispanics and others are voting out these district attorneys. So it's really what Americans expect for America and for life in America. So
and that's one of the reasons I want to talk to Chris. We got Chris Kobach coming up next hour, and I really see some similarities between his opponent and some of these liberal district attorneys who don't like certain laws, so they're going to ignore them. It's similar to what these DAs are wanting to do.
It really is. I mean, why would anybody in Kansas vote for somebody who's running for attorney general that says he's not going to enforce all the laws that are passed by the
state? Thank you. Even if you don't like them, you still have to enforce them. That's your job.
That's right. That's the whole job of being an attorney general.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're talking with Congressman Ron Estes. Can you give us some specifics? I do like the fact that you guys are rolling out specifics, because if you look at, for example, and I'm sure you've seen TV, it's Laura Kelly's ads versus Derek Schmitz is a perfect example. Because every one of her ads, it's all about Sam Brownback, negative, negative, negative. And, you know, at least Derek has visions. He's talking about his 100-day plan and whatnot. You guys, I'm glad to see you guys are actually laying out a plan rather than just pointing out. And trust me, there's a lot to point out with Nancy Pelosi in charge. But I'm glad to see you have a plan with some specifics.
Yeah, it really is. And we wanted to focus on that. You know, the four pillars we talked about, making sure that we have a strong economy, making sure we have a safe America, making sure that we have a future that's built on freedoms. I mean, why shouldn't parents be involved in their children's education? I mean, that's the whole aspect of why we have local school boards and that whole process, is that parents could be involved and not have an attorney general at the federal level and the Department of Justice calling parents terrorists because they want to make sure their kids get a good education. We need to make sure that, you know, we have big tech companies don't censor people. You know, as you said earlier with Twitter and some of the others, in terms of anybody that gets knocked off because they have an opinion that doesn't agree with the political correctness that the Democrats want to advocate. And then we want to make sure we hold government accountable. That's our fourth principle. I mean, I'm a big advocate of transparency in government. We should have it that way. But we also need to make sure that the border should be secure.
Right.
Why isn't
yeah.
Secretary Mayorkas doing his job to do that? Why isn't the Attorney General and the Department of Justice investigating those individuals in the FBI that are leaking all the information out, that are not following the oath that they swore to uphold, that's ruining the reputation of the FBI and besmirching the character of all the good FBI agents that still work there and still want to do the right things for the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look a little bit, you know, look into your – it's Halloween. Tomorrow, at any rate, we're one day away. Look at your crystal ball here. And, you know, if you look at some of the polls right now, Republicans have a pretty strong chance of taking back the House. I just think it's a matter of the degree to which they get it. The Senate seems to be still very competitive. Democrats, depending on the polls, may have a slight edge. The election is definitely close enough that, you know, you really shouldn't consider it a toss-up one way or the other. What do you see? What's your prediction if you had to make a prediction here 9 days out?
So my crystal ball is telling me that the Republicans are going to win in both the House and the Senate.
I love that
and
prediction.
The Senate, obviously, it's going to be a little bit closer. It may be one, two, it could be even three seat majority by the Republicans in the Senate. And in the House, I think we'll pick up 30 seats in that process. Which will be put us right at the largest majority that Republicans have ever had in the last 100 years. And part of why I say that is, one, not just the polling that's out there, but you look at district after district, candidate after candidate, there are good people running for Republican offices. And they're great candidates, and they reflect their district. They're not transplants that the Democrats have brought in and tried to dupe the residents in a particular district on. The people that understand the district understand the issues that they face. And what we're seeing over and over again, and it's reflective in the polls, is that when the voters have to go to the grocery store, they have to go to the gas pump every week and see the havoc that President Biden and Nancy Pelosi have wrecked on our economy. And seeing interest rates going up, there'll be another increase in interest rates this week from the Federal Reserve, just in time for people to figure out how do they get their mortgage on a house, the new house that they had the opportunity to buy, but maybe can't afford now because interest rates are rising. We're seeing layoffs starting because the economy's starting to slow down. The third quarter kind of was an aberration in terms of looking at its an increase in the gross domestic product.
But even in that number, there were some bad numbers.
Well, and the reason it was an increase is because we are importing fewer things because
right.
Americans have less money to buy things, and therefore our exports were bigger than normal in that net export category. And so what it does is it looks like, oh, well, the United States is producing things and selling it around the world. Well, what it really reflects is that Americans can't buy things. And, oh, by the way, the strong dollar, as the world's going into a slowdown of the economics, the dollar makes it strong because people want to stay that way. Next quarter, people around the world are not going to be able to buy our exports.
Right.
So we're going to see a decrease in that as well. So it's really some tough times ahead through that process. But Americans are feeling it in their pocketbook right now. And that's why we're seeing the polls moving to elect more Republicans in the House and in the Senate.
Well, and you've got a great slew of candidates. I notice lots of diversity, lots of women running, Republican women. And I think that's something else. You know, the Democrats love to say that we're the party of old white men. No offense, because you and I are both old white men. But I mean, it's a great slate of diverse females, lots of, you know, different minority candidates. And that's something that we need to broaden that base. and bring in solid Republicans from a diverse environment, I think that'll help our slate all around.
It really is. And we have a Latina Republican woman who flipped a seat that hadn't been Republican for 100 years down in Texas.
Yep.
Along the Rio Grande border. I mean, we may pick up two more seats, hold that one and pick up two more with two other Latina women that are down there running, sharp, focusing on the issues. They understand their districts and understand what the Biden agenda is doing to America, and they don't like it. They don't agree with it, and the voters don't agree with it.
Well, Ron, I hope your prediction is right. I hope the crystal ball is right, and I hope you get your M&Ms. If folks are interested, obviously you're on a ballot. They can find out more information. It's EstisForCongress.com. And, of course, we'll see you at the Estes for Congress 4th District Election Night Watch Party. As you know, KNSS will be there. We're going to be doing live broadcasting all night, bringing live election results. We'll be there, but we'll see you there too, of course.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think the thing to take away is, as you look at the economy, you look at the impact on your pocketbook, I mean, people need to remember that a vote for anybody other than Republican on the ballot is going to just support Biden's agenda.
Yeah, and that includes Dennis Pyle. I don't want to give him too much attention because, frankly, he's not worth it. But we just need to emphasize, because there are some of our favorite, you know, some people that we love who may be a little dissuaded. We need to bring them back into the fold.
And there's multiple races where there's third-party candidates that Democrats are trying to prop up because they want to make sure that they split the Republican vote. And the thing that people keep in mind is, you know, we go through a process to elect our nominees, both parties do, and that a vote for anybody other than the Republican nominee is really a vote to support the Biden failed agenda along with the Kelly plans.
It's a good thing you said that, because our next guest on the line is Derek Schmidt, and we'll be talking with him right after the break. Congressman, thank you again for joining us. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
All right. Thank you, John.
Stick around. Like I said, coming up after the break, Attorney General Derek Schmidt will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
In the event of a water emergency, do you know where to shut the water off? Do you know if the water valve to your home is operational? It doesn't take long for leaking water to cause a large amount of damage. Main water valves that have a round handle often do not operate properly. Valves that have corrosion are in need of being changed. Call David Lee's Plumbing at 945-0117 and we can install a new, easy-to-operate main water ball valve.
Let David Lee's Plumbing give your plumbing a new lease on life.
You should have taken it to Bob's. Before your transmission becomes the undead, come into Bob's Transmission for regularly scheduled maintenance. Classic cars to new, American or import, 4x4s, automatic or standard transmissions, BMWs, or just a good old-fashioned Chevy pickup. Take it to Bob's Transmission. They are the specialists after all. Bob's Transmission, 1900 North Broadway, or call 267-0764.
The whole family is coming here for the holidays, and our floors are a wreck.
What about that new luxury vinyl plank that everyone's raving about?
You want to put in new floors right before our house is full of kids and your clumsy Uncle Brian?
Mill Creek Carpet and Tile can install new luxury vinyl plank that's stronger than hardwood, easier to install than ceramic tile, looks amazing, and is more affordable.
Bring on Uncle Brian.
With 24-month financing available and 48-month financing on Shaw products, let Mill Creek Carpet and Tile transform your home. Visit Mill Creek Carpet, Dugan and Kellogg, millcreekcarpet.com.
Dugan exit off Kellogg.
Basketball is back. Tip off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. With payouts bigger than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to go to bet on the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KNSS. Make any $5 bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins.
Wichita's number one talk. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is your best bet. Call 800-522-4700. 21 and over. Physically present in Kansas. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Often required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The clouds that have had a firm grip on us during the day will thin during the nighttime. 43 degrees, a light northwest wind. For your Monday, sunshine at 71, northwest winds 5 to 10. For trick-or-treaters Monday night, temperatures will cool back into the 60s as you head out and about. I'm KNSS meteorologist Rodney Price.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Speaking of monsters, Laura Kelly's up for re-election.
It is the monster man.
Sponsored by Wig Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Speaking of monsters, have you seen David Toland dressed up in the drag costumes that he... I'm sorry, I've got the photos. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there, and make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's, like I said, we're 9 days out, one of the most important, if not the most important, consequential election on your ballot in 9 days is the vote for governor. Joining us now to make his closing argument, for lack of a better term, is Attorney General Derek Schmidt. General, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure having you on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, so good to be back with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, and last time we were together, we spent basically lived together on a darn bus for a week. I was able to take a break. I got to spend a little time at home, but you know, campaign hasn't slowed down much for you, has it? You've been busy.
Well, that's true, John. I had a great time on the bus tour, but we've really hit the gas, not the brakes, here as we come into the final days. Katie Sawyer, my running mate, and I, we are out visiting with Kansans all over the state. I think between the two of us, we're going to be in something like 90 different towns over the last 2 weeks of this race.
Holy cow.
It's been a whole lot of fun, you know, just out there visiting with folks, listening to folks, sort of sharpening the closing arguments by making sure that we're really in touch with where Kansans are, and just spreading the message on how important this election is, and bottom line, how critical it is that Republicans get out and vote Republican. If that happens, we're going to win this race.
Yeah, well, your lips to God's ears, my friend. One of the things I know, and I know you saw because I follow you on Twitter, down here, certainly the news cycle hasn't been good for Laura Kelly and her administration with the recent revelations that her Department of Commerce funded organizations that have put on all ages drag shows here in Wichita. You know, and don't get me wrong, if people want to dress up and go do a drag show or attend drag shows for adults, I don't care. It's a free country. Knock yourself out. But it just seems to me like Kelly's running mate, David Toland, is either asleep at the wheel at DOC or knew that this was what they were funding. But this is just such an inappropriate use of taxpayer money.
Well, let me ask you this, John. I mean, we're what, a week and a half into this story having broken. Of course, I got out in front right early on, said this should never have happened, and started criticizing the different particulars involved. But even a week and a half into this, have you yet heard Governor Kelly or the Kelly administration say that this was a bad idea?
No, No, good point.
They've talked about, you know, this is where the money came from, and it went into this pot, and we funded the organizations, but they say they didn't actually fund the show, and they say it wasn't their fault that the Department of Commerce logo and the name of the state of Kansas were used on the promotional materials of these shows that were marketed to kids. But isn't the big picture here, isn't the story that this happened on her watch? It's a bad idea. It should never have happened, and somebody has to be held accountable for it. I think that's the story, and that's certainly from my vantage point what we need to be focused on.
Yeah, I agree with you. And like I said, you know, it's a free country. I don't really care what your choice of entertainment is, but you know, there's just better ways that we could be spending taxpayer money. And I think that's really the indicative part of this for me. If this is the same mindset of a governor who puts up a wrought iron fence at Cedar Crest, you know, who shuts down businesses, schools, churches, and keeps abortions clinics open and thinks there's nothing wrong with that. It's just who spends money like it grows on trees without any consequence of who's going to pay the bill when it comes due. It just seems like they're out of touch.
Well, they are out of touch, John, and we know who's going to pay the bill. It's going to be Kansas families, Kansas taxpayers, and Kansans get that. They know that even once they get done living through the thicket of Joe Biden's inflation, they're still going to have to deal with Laura Kelly's big government costs that are going to be ongoing. They get it, that this Biden-Kelly agenda is making life more unaffordable to so many Kansans, and that it's going to last longer than even it otherwise would have because of you know, the Kelly administration's handling of the state budget and the state economy. So, you know, folks get it. They're going to hold them accountable on November the 8th. I'm very confident of that. I've been out with a whole lot of Kansans. People are just sort of quietly determined they are going to turn this state in a better direction.
Well, and I think, Derek, that's why Laura Kelly's running on as if she's running against Sam Brownback rather than trying to campaign on her record. And if you look at it, I know this because I spent so much time with you, but, you know, when we would go to these stops, I'm sorry I could get to a point where I could basically give your speech. But, you know, you guys talked about the retired, you know, tax-free plan. You talked about your 100-day plan. She's talking about Sam Brownback. It's again, they have no record to run on, so they run on Sam Brownback, and you guys are running on, you know, the tax-free, retired tax-free plan and to parental choice and things that matter to people, not Sam Brownback.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole Biden Democrat philosophy, right, John? And it's one that our current governor shares. It's this idea that, you know, you got to focus on things that are way in the past when Kansans want to be focused on where we're going. That's
right.
What elections are about. They're about the next steps we're going to take. You know, it was interesting. I was listening to an interview with the governor the other day, and she was asked the question, you know, basically, is there anything you would do differently in the first term? And she thought about it for a minute, and her answer boiled down to no. She thinks her first term was a great success, and that's just not believed by the vast majority of Kansans. They remember things like the unemployment compensation debacle where people were thrown out of work by her lockdowns, couldn't get the assistance they were entitled to, and then $450 million public dollars got lost to crooks and fraudsters. And they, you know, they remember the school lockdowns that's done so much damage to our kids. They remember the business lockdowns that did so much damage to so many Kansans' livelihoods, as well as many, many small businesses, some of which were generational and, you know, wound up going out of business because they wound up getting locked down. They remember the vetoes of the Second Amendment legislation. They remember the veto of the food sales tax reduction twice. They remember the vetoes of fairness in women's sports twice. They remember a long list of things. And my goodness, for our governor to double down and say that essentially there's nothing she'd do different and we can expect more of the same in the second term, that is just not where Kansans want to go. We're going to give them a better alternative. We're going to win this election because Kansas can do so much better.
You know, even if you are Laura Kelly or one of her supporters and think that everything that you just mentioned was good, let's say you support all the things you mentioned, the one thing you'd have to think that she would like to take back is that $450 million in fraud. I can't imagine she wouldn't have said, yeah, I would have liked to have had that money back. I mean, that's just amazing that she couldn't have at least come up with that.
It is, John. And in fact, in this particular interview I was watching on a television interview, she specifically said that she's especially proud of her personnel decisions, that her cabinet secretaries have been professional and not political. How many Department of Labor secretaries did she churn through while that $450 million was flowing out the door?
Thank you.
I mean, my goodness.
Lee Norman, who fabricated COVID files and had to be fired for it. I mean, thank you. Not political?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And John, Kansans get it. Look, there's always the Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, you know, point fissures, if you will, where we just disagree. People have different points of view. That's okay. I'm conservative. You're conservative. Some folks aren't. We have those debates. But then beyond that, there's just this idea of just, are the folks in charge just at a base level doing a good job, even doing a good job on things that you might disagree with? And here the overwhelming answer is no. Most Kansans get it. They get that this is just not a very effective administration. And, they're looking for a better alternative. And that's what's going to happen on November the 8th. We're going to change direction and do so much better going forward.
Well, you hinted at it. And as if the bus tour wasn't enough, you guys are doing another. It's a statewide tour right now. You're calling it the Kansas Can Do Better Tour. That's going basically up until Election Day, right? You guys are going to be crisscrossing the state between now and the 8th, correct?
That's exactly right, John. We're probably about halfway through it now. Been doing it now for quite some time, and it is so much fun just to get out and visit with folks. Look, this is what we all want election campaigns to be about. You're out talking with Kansans. You're listening to folks. You're understanding what they need. You're becoming their advocate. You're debating the issues. This is what you want. And sometimes I think in modern campaigns, we lose sight of what these races are all about. They are about Kansans choosing together which direction we're going to go next. And I feel very, very good, not only about what choice I'm confident Kansans are going to make on November the 8th, but I feel very, very good about the time we are spending just out connecting with people. This is a wonderful state full of terrific people, and they deserve better than they've had these last 4 years.
Well, General, you know I support you. My wife and I will be voting for you. Let's hope we're going to do our part. Let's hope everybody else does the same. If folks are interested, if they want information, if they want to donate, we'd still take money. It's SchmidtForKansas.com, correct?
That's it, John. Be grateful for all the help, and please let me remind everybody, please get out there and cast your votes, but even more than that, take your friends with you. Make sure everybody understands how important this election is. We're going to win this race as long as folks who agree with us and see a better future for Kansas show up and cast their ballots.
Best of luck, Derek. You know we're behind you. Keep up the good work, my friend.
We'll do it. Thanks, John. Take care.
We'll take a quick break, and then House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins will be with us to tell us why you should vote yes on the constitutional amendments you're going to see on your November ballot. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
KNSSradio.com is connecting vets with our veterans news and salute to service, a year-round effort to provide information and recognize the exceptional efforts of our military veterans. Read our veterans news articles now at KNSSradio.com. Salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now offering family meals to go. Visit their website and Facebook page for details. The famous pumpkin pie shake is back. Fall in for a special treat. Jimmy's Family Diner. Military discounts 7 days a week.
Fall means cozy backyard fires around the chimenea, trick-or-treaters, and holiday guests. It's also a great time to call Midwest Foamworks and let Wichita's oldest and most trusted concrete leveling team take care of those sagging concrete walkways, steps, driveways, and patios before the snow and ice makes them even more dangerous. Don't go through another winter with that sinking concrete. Call 316-749-7550 for a fast, free, no-pressure quote today.
I just want to tell you that the leaves are turning again.
The Glenn Beck Program.
The seasons will change and you'll feel it and you'll see it.
Is the Listener's Almanac.
Deeper into winter.
Providing your long-range forecast.
This one is even more disturbing.
Of doom.
Look at the world. This is the time I've been telling you was coming. You need to prepare. You're going to need to learn things.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mornings from 9 until 11 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted Mornings.
All right, Ted. The most popular Halloween costumes this year. Can you guess at least one or two of them, Ted? I'm sure you can.
Marvel, superheroes.
You got Spider-Man. There's something here called Stranger Things. I don't know what that is.
That's a Netflix television show.
All right. How about a pirate? You ever gone as a pirate,
Ted? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's classic.
Pumpkin. You ever gone as a pumpkin?
Where did you get this list?
I don't know. Hold it off the internet. Number one. What's the number one costume?
I don't know.
Witch.
Oh, another classic.
Old school.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hi, this is John Whitmer, host of The John Whitmer Show, inviting you to join us on Tuesday, November 8th, as we bring you live election results, as we'll be broadcasting from the Cozine Center at the 4th District GOP Watch Party. We'll bring you interviews with candidates and live results as they come in. So make sure you tune into KNSS on Tuesday evening, November 8th, and we'll bring you live election results sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Speaking of strange, Lacey Cruz is up for re-election next Tuesday. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Legislators have forwarded two constitutional amendments to the Kansas Constitution, and the Wichita School Board has placed a third issue on the November ballot. Joining us now to walk us through these measures is House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins, my Pawn Stars buddy, who our episode has not aired yet. Dan, thank you for joining us, my friend. Great to have you back on the show, brother.
John, always fun to be on your show.
So, you know, Dan, you and I could go into great detail on these, but we could just tell folks to vote yes, yes, and no, right?
That would be the correct thing to do is yes, yes, and no, but John, I've gotten so many questions. You wouldn't believe the number of calls, texts, emails I get on, especially the rules and regs question. It'd be question number one, I believe it is. And I want to make that simple because it's really something that's very important. And you've been there, you know all about it. We have a rules and regs joint committee. And when a bill becomes law, it goes to the bureaucrats for rules and regs. And then when they finish, it comes to the Joint Committee on Rules and Regulations, and all we get to do is review it. We cannot change any rules and regs. We can suggest things, but they can thumb their nose at us and go on about their business and do what they want.
Yeah, and I've seen them do it.
Yeah, well, many times what happens when they do those things is they change the intent of the law. And when they change the intent of the law and we say, no, you can't do that, they just go on ahead and do it anyway. This constitutional gives the House and the Senate the ability to bring it up before the House and the Senate. And if a majority of the House and the Senate say, bureaucrats, go back to work, then they go back to work and they go back and do it right. Right now, the only thing we can do is to write another bill and hopefully correct everything that they've done in rules and regs, and of course then it goes back to rules and regs and then do it again.
Right.
And so it's like a vicious circle. This will stop that. A lot of people want to, especially the Democrats and our esteemed governor, want to say it's about them, and it's not. Truly, we had the same problem when Sam Brownback was there. We had the same problem when Collier was there. We had the same problem when Sebelius was there. This has been a constant problem all these years, and this constitutional amendment would fix that problem. It's not a power grab from the governor at all. It's basically the people giving their elected representatives the ability to say, guys, you got it wrong. Bureaucrats, you got it wrong. Go back to work.
Well, it's not a power grab because it's not about the governor. These bureaucrats, in many cases, have been there. They outlast the governors. So
Yeah. Governors come and go. Legislators come and
right.
go. Bureaucrats stay forever.
Thank you. Yes. And then all this does is give the elected representatives the ability to repeal burdensome regulations written by bureaucrats. The second one, similarly, it just preserves your right to elect your county sheriff. I mean, it's another simple one that is basically preserving people's rights to have their voices heard in who gets to be your sheriff. Again, it's pretty straightforward.
So the people elect a sheriff, and then all of a sudden some county commissioners in Johnson County don't like their sheriff, so they want to do away with the position of sheriff, and then they want to be able to put their own person in for the law enforcement person for that county. This puts in the Constitution the fact that the people elect the sheriff. A sheriff should never be beholden to any of the political whims of a county commission. They are the chief law enforcement officer in their county, and they should be accountable to the people, the electorate, and that's what this constitutional amendment does, is it preserves for the voters the right to elect.
The educational ballot issue wasn't, it's not something that came through you guys, but it's something I know you're familiar with. And this one, you know, this one really is it's a power grab the other way. This is Democrats who want to try and preserve their control over, they didn't like what happened in this last local school board election. And all this does, you want to vote no because it preserves the citywide elections. Everyone in the city pays taxes on every one of these school board seats. So why shouldn't everyone be able to have a say on who serves on the school board? It's pretty straightforward, but they want to limit this so they can better control the elections.
Well, this was it was okay for school boards to be elected this way until it didn't go their way.
Right. Yes,
and
thank
once
you.
If it didn't go their way, then it was time to change it where it would go their way.
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't mind it when they were dominating school boards. It wasn't parents started getting motivated, started getting involved in these elections that now all of a sudden they don't like the elections. It's amazing how that works.
That is correct. Absolutely.
We've only got about a minute here. I want to give you, I know you've got two House races down here you're focused on, Sandy Pickard, Webster Roth. How do those look in the minute or so we've got left?
You know, both of them are fairly close, John. I do think that the Republicans are going to win both of them. Sandy Pickard's been really working hard, had a lot of help. Webb Roth down in Winfield's been working very hard, and I believe he's going to win that. So we're going to look pretty good down here. And how about having the future governor, Derek Schmidt, elected on November 8th? That'll be a truly a gift from God.
Yes. Yeah, that will make a big difference. You guys will be able to pass legislation. Won't need idiots like Dennis Pyle to help you do it. Dan, I appreciate you, brother. We'll see you Tuesday night at the election watch party, the 4th District watch party.
Yeah, you may want to come over to my hospitality suite. I will have one right close there, and you'll have to stop by there too.
Text me. I will do that. I will absolutely be there, brother. I love you. It's so good to talk to you. Nice to have you on again. We'll have you on when you're speaker. How's that?
Hey, we'll do it.
Okay, brother. Thanks again. We're going to take a break here in a minute, but I want to make sure again to remind you to tune in on election night as KNSS is going to bring you live coverage of election night. We'll be bringing you results. We will have an analysis there, an analyst, rather, who will be watching them, bring you up-to-minute results. So if you want to keep up to date, we'll have Secretary of State's live feed. We'll have interviews with Derek Schmidt, Chris Kobach, Ron Estes, and other elected officials. As these results come in, we'll also have the live feed from Fox News. So make sure you tune in to KNSS Live on Tuesday night. We'll be broadcasting live from the Cozine Center at the Estes for Kansas 4th District watch party. We'll be there. Make sure you stick around because coming up after the top of the hour break, we'll play my exclusive interview with the 48th Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. This was a true... It was an honor for me. It was an incredible experience, definitely a bucket list item to be able to sit down and have an extensive conversation with the former vice president. We'll be playing that for you right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand.
Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.